The Lord be with you.
And with your
spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus was walking by the Sea of Galilee, he saw two brothers, Simon, who was called Peter, and his brother Andrew, casting a net into the sea. They were fishermen. He said to them, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." At once, they left their nets and followed him. He walked along from there and saw two other brothers, James, the son of Zebedee, and his brother John. They were in a boat with their father Zebedee mending their nets. He called them, and immediately they left their boat and their father and followed him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Welcome to the Feast of St. Andrew today. St. Andrew, one of the 12 apostles, of course. Fisherman, brother of Simon Peter. Like so many of the original 12 apostles, we know almost nothing about him, biographically speaking. About the only thing that people seem to be sure of about St. Andrew is that he went to Greece, where he preached the gospel, and there he was crucified. On a cross shaped like an X. It took him 2 days to die, spent the entire time preaching. Don't know very much about St. Andrew, but what we do know about St. Andrew from the scriptures is among the greatest accolades that could ever be said of anyone, namely, St. Andrew brought people to Jesus. Who introduced Simon Peter to Jesus Christ? That would be St. Andrew. Who, one late evening when 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, were hungry in the wilderness as the sun was going down and they had nothing to eat, found a little child with 5 loaves of barley and a pair of dried fish and brought that child to Jesus, who made possible the miracle of the loaves and the fishes? That was St. Andrew. And when two weary Greek travelers approached the 12 apostles, and they'd heard of Jesus' renown and his fame, and they'd said to him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus. Who arranged the meeting?" St. Andrew, constantly bringing people to Jesus Christ, the greatest accolade that could ever be said of anybody. Do you know that? If they only say one thing about you at the hour of your death, let it be this: "I knew who God was because of you." It's the greatest honor anyone could say. And what I'd like to try to share with you here this morning is just one little way to help us do that, and that is to imitate what Andrew did here in this gospel. You hear the story of the call of St. Andrew. Jesus was walking along the shores of the Sea of Galilee, and he saw two brothers, Simon Peter and his brother Andrew. They were fishermen casting their nets into the sea, and Jesus called to them, and he said, "Come after me, and I will make you fishers of men." And immediately, they left their nets and they went and followed him. Now, there's two highly unusual things about that. Two highly unusual things. Here's the first: that Jesus was the one who made the call. Do you know that in the time of Jesus, it was the reverse case almost always? It was a student who would seek out a rabbi to become his disciple. It was never the rabbi who sought out the student. It was almost like kids applying to college, seriously. The top rabbis in Israel would have had hundreds of young men trying to become one of their disciples, and they'd pick the top few. Not with Jesus Christ. The greatest teacher and rabbi that there could ever be. And he calls to his apostles, and he calls them by name. Understand this, that's still the way he calls today. "It was not you who chose me," Jesus said. "It was I who chose you." Understand this. The fact that you're here this morning is proof positive that you have heard and answered a call. Either that or you got lost on your way to the Starbucks coffee, right? On your way to the giant food. Highly unusual to be in the middle of a church on Tuesday morning. Jesus Christ is calling you. You'd be wise not to ask too many questions about that. Say, "What's he calling me to?" Don't ask. Funny thing about Jesus. He likes to tell you what you need to know when you need to know it. He's not a big fan of divulging unnecessary information about things that haven't even happened to you yet. Right? He'll let you know. He'll send you the moment. You say, why did he call me? Better that you don't ask. He's funny this way. He doesn't feel the need to suddenly explain himself and give all the reasons for his choices. What matters is that he called you. Fixate on that. You're not here by accident. That's the first thing that's highly unusual. Here's the second, is that they responded immediately. Now, that is as weird in their time as it would seem to us in our time, that this guy says, come follow me, and they get right up and they follow him. That's the way we need to respond to every grace of God. God gives us graces kind of on a take-it-or-leave-it immediate basis. And if we say yes, we reap the benefits of it. And if we say no, well, it's hard to know what was lost. Can I tell you a little story on that front, just for fun? Just for fun. I only know one priest who was ever asked to become a bishop. A friend of mine in the seminary. So I asked him, what was it like? And he says, well, you're going about your business, you're just doing your thing in the middle of the day, and suddenly the phone rings. Pick up the phone. And it's the papal nuncio on the other side of the phone who, in a thick Italian accent, says to you, I have a good news. The Holy Father has asked you to be a bishop. And, of course, your first thought is, this is a prank call, right? Is this my little brother on the phone, right? Come on, the joke is up. But he says, I have a good news, right? The Holy Father has asked you to be a bishop. And what's interesting about that call is that you're not allowed to say, I'll get back to you. He wants an answer right then and there. Yes or no? Do you accept or not? In fact, he says, do you accept? And my friend says, well, can I pray about it? And he says, I have a good news. The Holy Father has asked you to be bishop. Do you accept? Oh, can I talk to my spiritual director? Do you accept? And you have to ask him right there on the spot. That's what God's grace is. He doesn't like it when you say, I'll get back to you later. The apostle said yes, and look what he did with them. You might have heard this said before, that grace builds on nature. It's an inaccurate statement. The accurate statement is grace perfects nature. Whatever you are will be perfected, raised to an entirely different level because you said yes. It's like the apostles. They were fishermen. He made them fishers of men. He'll do something like that with you right where you are every time in your life. And that's why I say the very greatest way that any of us can lead other people to Jesus Christ is simply by learning to say yes to him, learning to hear his call in our hearts and to accept. Greatest thing that could ever be said of anybody. Nothing greater could be said of Andrew than that he brought other people to Jesus Christ. Nothing greater could be said of you. Let's ask for his prayers, that we might hear as he heard and do as he did. St. Andrew, pray for us.